Today is Wednesday, April 21st, 2021, at 1:06 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Sean Rhodes. I'm convening a meeting of the WBAI Radio Committee, and I am here with Janet Coleman.
Hello.
Pat Logan.
Hello.
James Sagerton.
Hello.
Okay, and we hope to be joined shortly by Carolyn Burden. So let me read through the tentative agenda, draft agenda, and let's see, figure out how we want to proceed. Number one, choose a pro tem chair. Two, discuss the mission statement being placed at the beginning of the March 31st LSB show. Three, discuss the
card. Hi, Carolyn here.
Hi, Carolyn. No problem. No problem. Well, I'm just starting to read through the agenda.
Oh. Okay,
has joined.
I won't be able to stay too long either, sorry.
Oh, okay, that's all right. All right, so as I said, we have Pat Logan, Janet Coleman, and James Sagerton.
Hmm.
All right, so I said we started off with, number one, choose a pro tem chair. Two, discuss the mission statement being placed at the beginning of the March 31st LSB show. Three, discuss the CART, emphasizing that listeners could interact with the LSB members. Four, choose two implementers for the third LSB show of 2021. Five, choose someone to handle promotion of the third show. Six, discuss the mechanics of doing the third show during the station shutdown. Seven, choose someone to contact interim program director to confirm date of third show. Eight, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. Seems like a lot, but they're quick, small items. All right, so any objections to that agenda? All right, so hearing...
Carolyn here, excuse me, I have no objection, but I may have to leave the call. Is this in print anywhere? Did I miss it online, or would you send it out just so I know what to volunteer for?
Is what on the line?
Your agenda.
No, it's not. No, I didn't send it out. No, it's not.
Okay.
So, let's see. Choosing a pro tem chair. I volunteer to do that.
Second.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Two, discuss the mission statement being placed at the beginning of the March 31st LSB show. Last time we met, we discussed putting that at the beginning of the show before the introduction of the board members took place. That would give us time to work out, you know, any difficulty in making the connections. So how did people think that worked out?
Well, I like that. I mean, to me, the mission statement, anytime you hear it, it's, you know, it's sort of electrifying. You know, I mean, it's such a great statement. I don't mind that at all.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah,
no,
I like it first, too. That's a good idea.
Okay. Anyone else?
I think it's good also.
Okay.
James?
Go ahead.
I have a kind of a back at you sort of a question, which is how did it work on the other side where you were taking that time to make sure everything was smooth? I mean, it felt smooth to me. Was it smooth?
Yes.
Did it work, in other words?
Yes, it did. It allowed... It allowed me, since I ended up being the host of the March 31st show, it ended up allowing me time to converse with the board members as well as with Reggie, who was starting us off as the engineer. And it made a smooth transition for what happened on the air. So, and also, structurally, I think it does make sense that, you know, you have – the host announce, you know, what's happening, what the show's about, and then you go into the mission statement, and then you introduce the panelists, and then they're off and running. So I like that. I think we should keep that. Okay. All right.
That's
so,
all I need to hear.
Yeah. All right. You're easy to please. Okay. Three, discuss the CART, emphasizing that listeners could interact with the LSB members. The last time we met, Pat made a suggestion about emphasizing that in the cart for the March show, which I did. Pat, were you able to hear that announcement? Did you think I did it justice? I did. What you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Did anyone else hear the cart?
No.
Okay. Well, I agree with Pat that that was a good thing to include there. So I think I'll include that in the carts going forward.
Good.
Yeah. And I also think it may have attracted more people to call in because in addition to having the three-minute limit, there were the lines seemed to be fuller faster, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
I think, you know, emphasizing that encouraged more people to call in. So, okay, I'm for that. Let's keep that.
Great.
All right. So number four, choose two implementers for the third LSB show of 2021.
I volunteer.
Oh, okay. So Janet volunteers. I volunteer. All right. So we got that done. Five, choose someone to handle promotion.
Sean?
Yes? Yes?
You're not really asking people if there's any objection or do we want to vote or anything. So you're not hearing any objection. I grant that. But maybe to make it official, it might be good to do that. It seems like you're asking us to approve these items. Shouldn't you, you know, make sure that there's an official tally or something? For the records.
Okay, to appease you, James.
To appease history and posterity and legality and all that.
We haven't done that ever, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right.
But we could start.
I don't know. It's not for me, personally.
It's adding bureaucracy to me.
I'm fine with that. That's okay.
Carolyn, you want to say something?
Yeah, this is one of those informal committees that doesn't have to abide by a whole lot of Robert's rules. Is that one of the rules we don't have to abide by? I thought that that's why we never did that.
Because that's true.
It's not the kind of committee that needs agendas or minutes or notes for the SEC or anybody or CPB, whatever it is.
That's true.
Am I right?
That's true. That's correct.
Well,
that's correct.
It's like, you know, excuse me, but to me it's like not using dirty words after midnight. You should try to use the privilege, and we should try to use our privileges too, when possible.
All right, I'm fine with that. I'm instructed and schooled. I appreciate what everybody said.
Okay. All right. Number five, choose someone to handle promotion of the third show. I volunteer to do that.
Okay.
Six, discuss the mechanics of doing the third show during the station shutdown. FYI, Catherine didn't respond to my previous queries to do this Zoom setup for the last show. So I ended up having to make the reservation, the schedule, using the station Zoom. And Reggie clicked on and was able to make the connection on his end as opposed to having Catherine do it. So I will reach out again to Catherine and see if she wants to do that. She also indicated that she would be at today's meeting, but I don't hear her. And if I don't get a response from her, I'll just make the reservation myself this time, and we'll muddle through without.
That sounds good.
Is there any problem about that? Is there anything wrong with that?
No. No,
yeah.
I'm just a little curious as to why she didn't reply to me. I mean, she's normally been good about that. But
did you try? Of course, you tried to reach her.
I sent her two emails regarding the matter, and then I've seen her subsequently, and she hasn't said anything to me about it. So I don't know what to make of that. But
listen, the last time I tried to get in touch with a doctor who wasn't replying, it turned out he had COVID. And he was sick for 2 weeks, so you never know.
It's true. All right, so let's see. Number seven, choose someone to contact interim program director to confirm date of third show. Linda contacted me a while ago. I think before the March show, to remind her of what dates she had given us. So I gave her the March date, the April date, and the May date. So she has that, but I will confirm with her to make sure we're
okay.
All good for the April show, which is, again, next week Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. And then finally, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. I volunteer to do that.
Okay.
All right.
Sean, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this the Thursday night meeting? Is it 20? What's the date of it?
29th.
That's a short time from now.
A week and a day.
A week and a day. And is, oh, okay. And our staff meeting is this Thursday, so it's not a problem.
Correct.
Not that it would be, but okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, it might be. Okay.
I have a question, if I may, Sean.
Yes, Carolyn.
Publicity and promotion. I'm not sure how you do that, but are we sort of formalizing that in any way? Like we should all put the meeting on our emails as we send them out or something? You know, is there anything else that we can do that you're not doing or don't have time for?
Once I send out the announcements, they go in the newsletter, and I send it to the members of the committee, and I ask the committee members to forward it far and wide.
Okay.
And I also place it on BAI.org and on other mm-hmm. listservs. So if
mm-hmm.
if you want to send it someplace else, once I send it,
okay.
be my guest.
Okay, that pretty much covers everybody who knows about BAI.
<Thank you. laughs> Okay, I try to be thorough. All right. So let's see. Oh, yeah, so we left off. I'll convene the next committee meeting. So for the time being, our work is concluded. So thank you all for your time and your patience.
Wow.
And we are adjourned
getting
today.
Getting out of school early.
Hey,
just one last question. Is there any feedback at all from Linda or any request for any more meetings or discussion or anything? Or is that a closed issue?
But at some point, I presume we're going to have another meeting or discussion with her to get more dates for the rest of the year. Because she only gave us from uh-huh. February to May. So, you know, come May, we'll have to have another discussion.
Well, it's funny how just the small changes seem to have been acceptable. And they really, it's weird that they were so small and that they work so well.
Yes.
Interesting.
Oh,
yes.
And I forgot to add, the March show was the second time that the LSB show was able to generate money because
great.
Someone donated their stimulus check of $1,000, $1,400.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's terrific.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Who is that person? We should track that person 24
who
hours
a day. Who is that man?
Yeah. Huh?
Who is that masked man?
Yeah.
Well, he's a very generous donor, it turns out.
I'll
and
say.
He's given to the station previously, particularly
great.
On Max's show, and he called up and offered to send that to us, as he said he didn't need it. So that was right in line with Pat's suggestion that we use that as an approach to encourage people not to send their entire thing to us, but a portion of it if they have this extra money. And
wonderful.
I guess he read her mind because
wow.
he called and volunteered to do the whole thing.
Great.
That's great. Yeah.
And I have heard positive things from others as well in regards to the March show. So all around, I'm very pleased with that.
Yeah.
$1,400. That'll teach them to mess with us.
There you go.
All right.
I think so.
Wonderful. Very nice.
Okay. So, again, thank you all for your time and your patience. We are officially adjourned.
Night. So long, everybody.
All right. Take care.
Bye, bye-bye. James. Bye, Pat.
Bye. Thanks,
bye,
all.
Bye, Carolyn. It's nice to hear you anyway.
Okay.
Short or long. Bye.
Bye-bye.